بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا، صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. Respected brothers, elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, today marks the first day of Sha'ban. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our month of Sha'ban and allow us to reach Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. When we look around ourselves, we see people of different standings, levels of uprightness, righteousness, and we marvel at an individual's ability to be able to derive and take lessons from certain life's situations and daily occurrences. For one individual, something just as simple as waking up in the morning might be just a normal routine thing. However, a true believer, an individual who has completely absorbed the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into his heart, mind and soul, for him waking up in the morning may have a completely different type of meaning. When we recite the dua in the morning, what do we say? Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. The dua is that Alhamdulillah alladhi, all praise belongs to the one who has given us life. Ahyana ba'dama amatana, after he has put us to a temporary death. Wa ilayhi an-nushur, and to him is the final resurrection, the final return. We wake up every single morning and we set our alarms and we believe that we will be living life according to our schedule, our plan, our routine. But when a person, an individual, has inculcated life's true purpose and meaning, then he recites this dua, then what does he feel instead? What does he think instead? He says, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me another chance at life. He has given me another opportunity today. So many regular occurrences. If you hear a child laugh, you're playing around with your children. On the surface, it's just an innocent laugh. But for an individual, it might be a reminder of the purity of the fitrah, a natural disposition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided every individual who are free of sin. And like this, there are countless such examples. Point being, there are signs available to every single individual wherever we go. But the onus is upon us to be the ones who go out and look for these guidance, these signs, which can be a means of guidance. If we were to ask everyone here today that on your way to the masjid now, how many doors did you notice that were the color green, for example? Right? You wouldn't be able to tell me the answer. But if I was to ask you next week, and I've asked you next week, inshallah, let me know how many doors are the color green that you've come across on your way to the masjid, then you'll be able to give me a number, isn't it? That's because you're now looking out for it. You're now seeking it. But is it a case that those green doors don't exist? Of course they do exist, but we don't take notice. The onus is upon us. You know, life's lessons, they are right in front of us. And the more we are in aversion to these small little things, the more, you know, perhaps a person may be moving further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a beautiful dua that I would like to mention today. And if you can, you can try to memorize it. It goes like this, where it is reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said a dua: Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa razuqna attiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa razuqna ajtinaba. Very powerful dua. He says, Oh Allah, show me the truth as truth itself. Meaning, show me the substance of truth and allow me to see it as the truth. What does this mean? It means sometimes there are things that are passing by in front of our eyes, but because of our lens that we have on, you know, I have glasses right now, If I take it off, then everyone's blurry. But when I have the lenses on, then it's clear. Depending on what lens we have, then we're able to recognize what's truly in front of us. But when you take it off, then the thing in front of you is the same. But it hasn't changed. It's because our lenses are different. Our vision is blurry. And what causes us to be blurry-eyed is our sins, our obstacles that are holding us back. So this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Allah, show me the truth and allow me to recognize it as the truth. وَرَزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعًا. And give me the tawfiq to also follow through and act upon this truth as well. And at the same time, وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَرَزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابًا. And allow me to see falsehood as falsehood as well. And allow me, give me the tawfiq to refrain from these acts of falsehood. Meaning that even sometimes we see things which appear to be related to Islam. We see it to be related to some level of knowledge perhaps. And we end up deeming those particular things to be places of righteousness. However, it is devoid of authentic teachings. It is devoid of being grounded in the Sharia. It's grounded in the pure verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the authentic narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, because we have a type of emotion behind certain things, we consider it to be something significant. And it's very, very simple to see. If a person who is addicted to cigarettes, on the cigarette packet, what does it have? It has the healthy lung and a lung which is affected by the consumption of cigarettes. But does that stop an individual from going out and pursuing his cigarette habit? Sometimes falsehood is clearly, and we recognize it, but the tawfiq isn't there. That tawfiq from Allah is not there for him to still avoid what is going to clearly cause him some health harms and complications. So the dua is, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. We have to really truly understand the depth of what is being mentioned over here. Because if we pass through life and we have not inculcated the true understanding of deen whilst living throughout different circumstances, then when situations become very difficult to bear and that foresight isn't there, then a person can be swayed in such ways that he can put his iman in danger. And at this point, I'd like to make mention of an individual whom I do not know. But when I heard this story this past week, it affected me quite a lot. And that is, there's a boy in my son's madrasa class. He goes to madrasa and he's got a young boy. And he's been talking to me about this young boy for a few weeks, that mashallah is very kind and is very caring, etc., etc. So that's how we come to know of this young boy. Just earlier this week, we come to know that this boy's mother, and the boy himself is 7 years old, and he has a younger brother, 3 years old. Their mother was pregnant. And just this past week, the family expecting a fourth child, she gave birth to a stillborn. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Shortly afterwards, she suffered from a blood clot, and the mother herself, she passed away. And this is all in our area. And the lady she passed away at a very tender age of 34 years of age. Her parents are still well and alive. Such, you know, very huge, devastating news. And life is like this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant her the death of a martyr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the family members strength and firmness in their iman to be able to cope with such situations and make it a means for them to have a loftier status in the hereafter. We have to accept the qada and qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, situations occur. But if we don't work on ourselves, then something like this, which sounds very shocking, we won't be able to understand. We won't be able to understand, and certain words may come out of our mouths that we might be against the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to really, really be very, very, you know, take time out, work on ourselves. This month is Sha'ban, Ramadan is coming. Make the preparation, allow this to be a moment for real change. You know, you have so many different ways to shed weight. You know, you have different types of diets. People have, you know, one meal a day. They have vegan diets. They have intermittent fasting and so many things that happen. But there is one simple diet that we need for our spirituality. And this diet that we need to adopt for our own spirituality is very simple. We have to stay away from sins. We have to completely remove sins away from our lives. This is the only way where we can truly see a difference. We can see a difference in our homes, our communities, and hopefully the wider public around us. And I can prove this to you. In a verse in the Quran, Allah says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that corruption, falsehood has emerged on land, on sea. You know, difficult situations, the lack of barakah in different areas. This has besieged many towns and cities. Why? Bima kasabat aydin nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of what the hands of individuals have earned, because of their deeds, because of their sins. This is what's plaguing us as a community. Our sins don't just affect ourselves. It affects your own children. It affects the ahwal, the circumstances in your own homes. It affects the upbringing of your children, how they end up to grow up. It affects your neighborhood, the surrounding around you. When people see certain sins and they see it being committed by Muslims, then it gives a tacit approval. In the eyes of other individuals, it makes it okay. It normalizes this. Right? So once again, just another mention of that dear family, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely He has chosen them because of certain qualities to be able to test them in such a way. Because as part of the narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the individuals who are going to be trialed and tested the most are the Anbiya alayhi salam, are the prophets. They will be subjected to the most difficulties. And then after them are those who are more closest to them in righteousness, in piety. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant relief to all those who are suffering, those who have passed away. Allah grant them a lofty station in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see with a true vision of reality and allow us to deal with circumstances in accordance to His pleasure. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jumma Mubarak. Brothers, help them much generously, please. Allah rasta much dosha jahuruka. As you know that this is, I know you every week that as we need it, that construction going on in front of the forecourt here, in front of the building. So we need your support, please. As you are doing continuously the support, we need again. And I would like to let you know that this week, our respectful brother, Mr. Shakil, he has given 1,000 pounds towards the light in the front lights. So, mashallah, you are the people giving us and supporting us. This is why you are doing a lot of work here. So, if you continue your support, inshallah, that masjid, I always mention you that, then this will be an icon for your generation after generation. We need your support. Thank you very much indeed, brothers. First of all, we have a request for dua. Our Imam Said Islam, his daughter rushed to the hospital by ambulance this morning, about an hour and a half ago. Please make a dua for her. She's critical condition, and this is why he called me. Then I cannot able to attend the masjid in the second jamaat. We arrange the second imam sub for this one. So please, you never know then what condition will be, which condition will be, how serious, This is the fragile earth. Suddenly we can, anything can be happened, and this is all we need to do, your dua. Please, today we are here, then tomorrow can be here. So please remember us in a dua. A lot of other people, they also make a dua. Yesterday, one of the brothers, he requested me, brothers, My sister is so much ill, I can't explain to her what her condition. So please make dua for my sister. So a lot of dua we have, then people are expecting something. If we come to the masjid, then they will have dua, and we collectively dua can make shifa kamila ajilata. Inshallah, I'm not going to take your time now. But one thing I need to let you know that then next week, one of the masjid will be here for collection, fund collection. Because today few members, they went to the another masjid for the collection, outside collection. So this is why they've given and take. If we give them facility to somebody else, then some people will be given the facility to us. And this is a continuously. If you do that donation never decrease your wealth. So continuously, if you do that, inshallah, we have the same facility from the others. And I'm not going to take much of time. Thank you very much indeed for your time, brothers. Jazakallah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الذي قدر الأرزاق والآجال وأمر بذكره وطاعته بالغدو والآصال وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد أهل الفضل والكمال صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه خير أصحاب وآل وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فقد حان شهر شعبان الذي هو مقدمة رمضان له بركات وفضائل وتعلق به بعض المسائل فاسمعوها وعوها قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحصوا هلال شعبان لرمضان وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يتحفظ من شعبان ما لا يتحفظ من غيره وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يتقدمن أحدكم رمضان بصوم يوم أو يومين إلا أن يكون رجل كان يصوم صومه فليصم ذلك اليوم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره وأذل الشرك وأشراره
اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في المشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى اللهم أعد مسجد الأقصى في رحاب المسلمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأعظم أكبر أقيم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله أقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا وسدوا الخلل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على عافيتك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس واشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات والأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوة ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وعلمنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم